And now we go to Pierre, I'm sorry, we go to Michel Attenu, who is one of the friends of Sidney Bechet's, who made him very welcome in Paris and looked after his interests. And also, in return, Monsieur Bechet taught Mr. Attenu how to play first-class soprano, and you couldn't want a better tutor than Sidney Bechet. The first track features Jimmy Archie, the trombonist. I'm a personal friend of Jimmy Archie's. We got very close together in Toronto a few years ago before he died. And I've never heard him play like he plays here. Jimmy Archie was born in Norfolk, Virginia in 1902 and died in 1967. He played with King Oliver, Louis Russell's orchestra, Red Allen's orchestra, Duke Ellington, Bob Wilber, Earl Hines All-Stars. And he is the perfect gentleman, perfectly inventive and distinctive trombone. But here in Paris in 1955, with Michel Attenu, he excelled himself. The band is really quite irrelevant when you listen to the marvelous trombone of Mr. Archie. However, we have Louis Henry on trumpet, Claude Gossett on trombone, Gerard Bedini clarinet, Michel Attenu soprano, George Arventes on piano, Guy Pedersen on bass, Francois Moustache Galapides on drums. Recorded January 27th, 1955, and we start out with Clarence Williams's great blues, The Texas Mona. We follow that with the old New Orleans throwaway number, That's a Plenty, and we land up, the third track will be the old folk song Swanee River, but particularly listen to this, you'll never hear as good trombone as this. Jimmy Archie with Michel Attenu in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you.
the fine clarinet of Michel Artenau, a pupil of Mr. Bechet's, and the great trombone of Jimmy Archie. And that Texas Mona we opened with was sensational.